Welcome to the Bitcoin.com weekly update for January 12th, 2024. My name's Corbin Fraser, and this week we've got some historic news. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have been approved. 11 in total. We'll get into that story here shortly. Veteran trader Peter Brandt has been calling this whole ETF saga a buy the rumor, sell the news event. Robert Kiyosaki, famous for Rich Dad Poor Dad, he's calling for $150,000 Bitcoin, and Ethereum has been stealing some of the spotlight as its market has been absolutely rallying, despite all of the attention being on Big Brother Bitcoin. Got those stories and a whole bunch more, but first, let's thank our sponsors. This show is brought to you by Verse, Bitcoin.com's native reward and utility token on Ethereum and Polygon. With Verse, you'll be able to enjoy slashed fees on Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash purchases. Currently, you can go earn some yield over at Verse Dex Farms, or you can win it big with our new Scratch and Win NFT lotteries on Polygon. Current price of Verse is 0.00038 per Verse and $8.7 million market cap. You can go get your bag at Verse Dex, KuCoin, BitMart, or your favorite DEX aggregator. Awesome stuff. Ads are out of the way, guys. Back to the news. First one, we're getting right into the ETFs, guys. You ready for this? It's a good one. This one is a U.S. spot Bitcoin ETF set to make historic debut. After years of anticipation, U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs are finally set to make their historic market debut. The SEC has given the green light to 11 spot ETFs to be listed on major exchanges like the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, CBOE. This marks a milestone for Bitcoin's journey into mainstream finance. Now, I think I said this in my video yesterday, which some of you may have seen, but from my perspective, it is kind of bittersweet. You know, on one hand, grants further legitimacy to Bitcoin as an asset class, opens up crypto and Bitcoin to a whole flood of new institutional money, does potentially pave the way for other assets as well to go down the same path. But on the other hand, it does mean that we're kind of getting into bed with some people that Bitcoin and crypto traditionally said were the enemy. You know, Bitcoin was created as a bit of a middle finger towards Wall Street. So interesting how we kind of came full circle. But, as we celebrate this validation of Bitcoin's potential, we should remain vigilant against the risk of Wall Street suits taming its rebellious spirit. The acceptance comes scrutiny, and the SEC now has its regulatory eyes firmly fixed on crypto. Next story here, guys. We're going to jump right back in. We've got mass approvals. SEC greenlights 11 spot Bitcoin ETFs. In a show of full regulatory embrace, the SEC's unleashed a stampede of approvals for 11 spot Bitcoin ETFs. This mass greenlighting demonstrates that Bitcoin has matured beyond a speculative fad into a serious financial product in the SEC's view. Now, I should mention, after they put the announcement out for the ETFs, the SEC and Gary Gensler came out basically saying, just because we did this doesn't mean we think Bitcoin's a good investment. We're not promoting it. We don't think it's good. He went out to kind of bash a bunch of crypto. So it's worth maybe mentioning that, you know, SEC kind of had a gun to its head. Congress forced their hand. I think had they not done this, Gary would have been moved out. SEC would have been sued more. But they finally got it over the line. So, you know, hats off to Gary. Seems like he was actually one of the deciding votes as they did a vote on this, and he was for. So interesting how this all came about. But, celebrate while we can. Let's move on to the next story here, where we've got veteran trader Peter Brandt calls for Bitcoin ETF, a buy the rumor, sell the news event. Veteran commodities trader Peter Brandt sees the Bitcoin ETF as a classic buy the rumor, sell the news scenario. Speculation drove prices up pre-approval, but reality may bring a post-approval price drop as hype deflates. Brandt's skepticism is a sobering splash of cold water, contrasting maximalist ETF euphoria. His message aligns with the crypto ethos of personal responsibility in investing. Just don't get swept away in collaborative exuberance and FOMO, but make rational, informed decisions. All fair takes. I think the cautionary take provides an important counterpoint. You know, while the ETF opens new avenues for crypto, it's not a guaranteed rocket ride to the moon. You know, letting emotions cloud one's judgment is a risky in such a volatile market, especially in Bitcoin and crypto. So as always, smart money combines optimism with diligent analysis. Let's move on to our next story, where we've got our rich dad, poor dad guy, Robert Kiyosaki. He's predicting 150,000 Bitcoin as he buys more. So in contrast to Brandt's muted outlook, rich dad, poor dad author Robert Kiyosaki, he's very, very bullish. He's always bullish on Bitcoin. He's just always talking about Bitcoin and gold. That's his jam. But he's predicting an imminent price surge to $150,000 while buying more BTC himself. Kiyosaki embodies the crypto ideal of financial sovereignty. Rather than waiting for external validation, he's taking direct control by opting into Bitcoin despite the naysayers. This vote with your wallet mentality drives real-world adoption. Now, of course, extreme price speculation should be tempered with prudent risk management, like our friend Peter said. But Kiyosaki's unabashed optimism is a rallying cry for Bitcoiners. Regardless of ETFs, the true power of crypto remains in the hands of those who use it. Next story, jumping right in, guys. Ethereum stealing some spotlight as Bitcoin ETF news sees muted market reaction. Now, there was a brief period here. I think the story came out when there was a, like, came out and then there wasn't a bunch of hype because it hadn't quite started trading. But we'll correct that a little bit in another story here. But let's get into the Ethereum stuff, at least. Despite the ETF hype, Ethereum stole Bitcoin's thunder ahead of the ETF trading by rallying 9%, while BTC stayed relatively flat. It seems investors adopted a wait-and-see approach to how the ETFs will actually trade in reality. So I suspect the ETH rally all comes from people betting on the future ETH ETF being approved, given the success we saw with the BTC ETF. So we'll kind of see how this all unfolds, but it's going to be exciting, whatever happens. Let's jump into the next story here. Bitcoin reaches 49K high before dropping as ETFs record $2.3 billion in trades by midday. So at 11 a.m. Eastern time on January 11th, 2024, which was yesterday, the newly launched spot Bitcoin ETF boasted a remarkable trading volume of $2.3 billion. However, in a dramatic turn of events later that afternoon, Bitcoin spot markets experienced a steep decline with prices falling below the 46K mark, following a short-lived descent to 49K. So interesting stuff. Next story related to all of that fun volume we're seeing. It actually got up to 4.6 billion later on in the day. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs rack up $4.6 billion in trading volume on day one. The long-awaited U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs made a big splash right out of the gate, racking up a whopping $4.6 billion in total trading volume in one day. The heavyweight was BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin ETF, which debuted over $1 billion in volume. Meanwhile, Grayscale's spot Bitcoin ETF converted from its popular Bitcoin Trust saw $2.3 billion in volume on its first day. While not entirely new volume, analysts still touted it as the biggest ETF launch in history. Pretty unreal stuff. Quite the news update. Yeah, I think everyone's pretty excited about the ETF stuff. I'm hyped about it. I think the whole ETH rally behind it as well has people speculating that, you know, more ETFs are on their way, and that if Congress has been forced to accept, or sorry, if Congress has forced the SEC to accept a Bitcoin ETF, very possible they may do the same for Ethereum and maybe even other assets down the road. So interesting to see how this all plays out. We'll be keeping you guys up to date here at Bitcoin.com News. Now, I think before we jump right back in and just give a farewell, let's quickly talk about Bitcoin wallets. Now, if you're looking for the easiest way to use Bitcoin, go try the Bitcoin.com wallet. It supports Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Avalanche, Binance Smart Chain, and thousands of tokens, including stablecoins. If you're new to Bitcoin, go try it out. There's over 42 million wallets created on the Bitcoin.com wallet with, like I said, thousands of tokens, thousands of different ways you can use the wallet. Whether you're a spender, whether you're a saver, whether you're trying to get in on DeFi, whether you're trying to earn some yield on Verse, go try it out. There's some awesome advanced features in there as well, such as multisig, which allows users to share a wallet with their partner, with their family, with their business partner. Think of it like a two of three signature or a two of three keys that need to be spun the right way before the transactions can go out. Great secure way to manage your Bitcoin. But that concludes this week's Bitcoin.com weekly update. We're back. This is like our second or third episode. I don't know. I'm kind of losing count already. We're just back as of this new year. Going to get some more content on. Leave us a comment if you want to hear some more news, any topics, any chains, protocols you want to start hearing more news on, drop it in. I'll see what I can do about squeezing stuff in. And just remember, keep your ears on the ground on all this ETF nonsense. You know, a lot of it can be thunder. Sometimes it's lightning. But whatever it is, stay informed, think critically, don't invest emotionally. Like Peter Brandt said, you know, be cool, be chill, be water. Like, subscribe, hit the bell notification below, and we'll see you guys next week. See you later.